Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here. Joining us today, our assistant men's soccer coach, Kyle Hughes, and head men's soccer coach, Greg Munn. Guys, how you doing today?
Doing well. Good. How you doing?
Doing well. Kyle, first off, welcome to the Hill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Looking at the bio, spent the last several years at Spartanburg Methodist. Quick question. Did you have any interactions with Brianna Clark, our current women's basketball coach?
I actually did. My office and her office were right beside each other, so we saw each other a lot in my time at Spartanburg Methodist College.
We talk about your time there. You know, quite an impressive tenure at there. Talk about kind of your coaching style and kind of what led to the success of that program.
For me, I'm a big disciplinarian. I like my squads to be structured in a way that we keep things very simple, but yet, you know, we make it very hard for teams when they come, not only to SMC, but when we go on the road to travel, we made it very hard for teams just because of our overall structure of the team. So I think that pretty much led to a lot of our success. We were one game shy of going to nationals, something we haven't done since 1994, but, you know, we were very successful in the way of a lot of our players went on to big D1 and Division II schools overall. So that's, at the end of the day, that's what's most important.
So coming kind of, at the end of that tenure, first off, how did you connect with Coach Munnen and what led you to pursue this opportunity at Mars Hill?
So it was actually, we actually met at a big camp down in Georgia. And we had lunch a few times together, just really kind of just had a great conversation. And the crazy thing about it is that we really, at the end of it, figured out we actually really match up really well together when it comes to coaching styles and things that we want from players and different things of that nature. So that's how we basically met. And, you know, my last year at SMC, I kind of knew going into the season that, you know, this might be my last ride here. I wanted out of the JUCO game. I loved the JUCO game, but I wanted out of it. And I was very excited that when Coach Munn extended the hand with the assistant spot, I was it was a very unique opportunity and something that, you know, I definitely wanted to see about. And I'm glad I took it. I'm glad I'm here.
Greg, we talked. Kyle's now on the staff. You also have a graduate assistant coming in this year, Joe Lacasto. Talk about kind of having this maybe more well-rounded squad. In the past, you've had, I think, one GA your first year here. Last year, you had another GA. Now you have a full-time assistant coach along with the GA. What does that do in terms of divvying up responsibilities and kind of allowing you to build the program even further?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, very fortunate to bring, you know, Kyle on board and have Joe on board as a graduate assistant as well. And, you know, I think it's not putting as much pressure on me to be the only voice. I think, you know, bringing in good experience and, you know, another couple of sets of hands that have a good background in the game that can really help us on the field but off the field as well, I think is going to be really important in allowing us to, as a program, take a step in the right direction. You know, this is a big year for us, you know, but adding a quality staff is definitely allowing us to try to do some things a little bit differently, which is definitely positive. It's something I've wanted to do since taking the job. And you know, when it's a one-man show, it can be very difficult to cover all your bases. But I think with the quality that Kyle and Joe can both bring to this program, I think it's only going to allow us to push forward in a positive direction.
You talk about building the program. Certainly you're doing that. Adding a JV squad this year. Talk about kind of the process there and kind of the expectations with that kind of that side of the men's soccer program.
Yeah, I mean, I think this year it's, you know, we've increased our squad, which, you know, hopefully in the big picture side of things is going to add some competition from within our squad. It's going to allow us to have a little bit more depth, and it's also going to allow us to develop players within our program as well. You know, we play in an extremely competitive conference, extremely competitive region that, you know, some players take a bit of time getting adapted to. And with the nature of college soccer, we can have injuries and we can have suspensions and illness and things like that as well. And, you know, allowing us more depth this year is only going to help us, because I feel like in the past two seasons that's really hurt us at really important times. And I think we've had momentum at different times, but we've fell short and we've fell hard because we've not been able to, you know, back some players up. We've not been able to look to our squad to allow us to, you know, when it gets tough, to push on and kind of fight through it a little bit. So, you know, I'm excited to be bringing in a lot of players this year, but, you know, everyone's coming in this program for a reason, and everyone's going to be able to come in and compete. You know, and we want to create a very competitive environment from within our squad and within our program. And I think, you know, Kyle mentioned it. There's going to be a lot of discipline this year, and there's going to be, you know, hopefully big steps in the right direction. And you know, having a bigger squad is hopefully going to allow us to do that.
So we talk about the bigger squad, and normally around this time we start seeing those guys on campus, and we start to kind of see them interacting. As of us recording, we're in the locker room staging. Well, you guys are. I can't fold anything. But you'd see those guys around and kind of communicating with you guys. You talk about discipline. If you guys wouldn't mind speaking on it from your perspectives, how difficult has that been through what's been going on in the world in terms of Zoom calls, phone calls, rather than in person and kind of getting that camaraderie built face-to-face?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it was a difficult spring. You know, the beginning of the spring was excellent in my opinion in terms of what we were doing, and then obviously things got cut short because of the pandemic. So, you know, we've had to adapt, and I think that's probably the biggest word right now, is we've had to adapt to the situation and work around it. And you know, we've had to do a lot of Zoom calls, and it's a lot of emails and, you know, individual phone calls from myself, Kyle and Joe to guys, and then getting on Zoom calls. And some guys have been working, and there's time difference, so there's a lot of different things there that have made, you know, the summer months difficult. You know, and obviously we pushed back the beginning of the semester in person a little bit as well. So, you know, we are very eager to get the guys here. I think that a lot of the guys are a little bit burnt out on Zoom calls and being virtual all the time. I know that I am, and I'm looking forward to getting the guys here and seeing them in person. And, you know, hopefully that'll, you know, get the spirits lifted again and really, you know, get into the fall and have an energetic and productive fall season as we look ahead to the spring. But I think with Kyle on board now and Joe on board, it's allowed me to give some responsibility to those guys as well, and help me communicate and have a different voice within the programme. And it's not just, you know, having to wear the every single hat. You know, they can hear different voices, you know, same message, but different voices. So we can get everyone taken care of and everyone ready and organised for when they report.
So, Kyle, if you want to speak on that too, how has kind of the integration been when you, that first meeting with the athletes, and then kind of building that relationship? Kind of what have you seen from this squad so far?
It's definitely been different. You know, it's different for everybody, as you know, and but still, it's just another notch added to the level of discipline that, you know, it must. Basically, we must have for this entire season and the structure we got to implement earlier on. So it's definitely been tough. I know a lot of the guys do not like it, but at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we have to do it, and, you know, we're faced with very tough times right now. The guys, this is a great group of guys initially, you know, just meeting a few of them in person, and, you know, definitely talking to, you know, obviously the bulk of the squad through Zoom calls and whatnot. But this is a very, very exciting squad. And I love already the pieces that we have in place and a lot of the positions. And looking forward just to getting to work with these guys. But at the end of the day, we have to make sure we do it the proper way. And that's, again, that's where that discipline and that structure comes in. And we got to make sure we abide by all the rules.
We talk about kind of that difficult spring, that difficult summer, but it wasn't all bad, especially for you, Coach Mon. A new addition, well, actually a couple new additions, if you want to talk about that. Again, you got to find the silver lining in every cloud, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, everyone's, you know, working through the pandemic right now, but, you know, my wife and I were fortunate enough to have a baby daughter during this time. And, you know, if anything, I've had a lot of extra time to spend with my wife and my daughter, and that's been, you know, I've been thankful for that, you know. And I think, again, it's, you know, we've got to find the silver linings, and you've got to make the best out of a difficult situation. You know, you know, everyone's going through this right now, you know. So I tell the guys every Zoom call, every time I speak to them, you know, we've got to adapt, and we've got to remain positive, you know, and we've got to look big picture and be thankful for what we do have, you know, and we'll get through this. So, but yeah, during the time we had off, so to speak, or during the pandemic, you know, welcome my daughter into the world was very special.
Saying a future line, of course, right?
Absolutely.
As we wrap up, I know you guys have a couple things going on today, but as we wrap up, I just want to hear from each of you your respective goals for once the season does begin and kind of playing throughout. What is the main intention for both of you guys? Kyle, if you want to start.
Coming from me, I would definitely say that, you know, not only do we want to make sure, again, we instill that discipline, that structure that, you know, Greg and myself have talked about over the last few months. We want to make sure that that leads into wins. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're judged on. And, you know, last year only winning 4 games, that's not good enough. We want to set the tone this year and let people know that, you know, it's going to be a different Mars Hill, you know, if you're playing us home or away. So we have to make sure that whatever we do within this fall and also in the spring, at the end of the day, it leads towards wins. That's what we're here to do. First and foremost, first and foremost, you're supposed to go to school and get good grades. Let me restate that. But secondly, we got to make sure, you know, we're developing young, great athletes. And we're also, you know, translating that into wins.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, as you can tell, myself and Kyle are very much on the same page and we're both competitive and we want our guys to be competitive both on and off the field. So, you know, when you take over a program like I did, you know, just shy of 2 years ago, it takes a little bit of time to build, you know, the program and your vision and build the culture within your vision. And, you know, I think we're finally getting to that point as a culture and as a program to, you know, where we're starting to do the right things, specifically off the field, that's going to hopefully allow us to find success on the field. So, you know, we're trying to do a lot of different things this off season, because the fall is now going to be our off season, and it's going to be important for us to knuckle down and really start to lay a foundation. You know, but there's no denying the fact that we play in a extremely competitive conference, and you know we have to put some wins on the board, and we have to try and push this program back in the direction we want it to go, and back, you know, to where it once was as a program as well. So that takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of effort and heart as well, and hopefully we've put a lot of the right pieces together from a recruiting standpoint this year and from a retention standpoint, both for returners, you know, incoming players, transfers, that we can now translate what we want to do and what we want to talk about onto the field in terms of the way we play, the way we compete, and hopefully that puts wins on the board and puts Mars Hill back in a position where we can be extremely competitive each season.
Say, I know the wait's been long for you guys. It's going to be a little longer for all of us fans here, but I think I can speak for everyone when we're excited to see the product that'll go out on the field. And I know you guys have been chomping at the bit since when, February at least.
Yeah.
So, guys, I appreciate you taking the time and doing this. I'll let you guys get back to making this locker room look immaculate. thanks again, guys, and best of luck throughout the season.
Awesome. Thanks, Adam.